Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
there's nothing I would not pay.
Yo. asking too much just to give me one more night here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Testing, testing, testing. We have returned. Lord have mercy. How's everyone doing on a magnificent Thursday afternoon? Mr. Teddy Bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, here vibing here in the zone of LOTO Radio. It is wonderful to finally be back on there, and I want to thank everybody for all their well wishes. It is definitely a blessing. And speaking of a blessing, album number 13. This very talented gentleman has blessed us with some of the most romantic and retrospective music that we have ever heard, and he has blessed us with his latest effort, of course, new album, Love Singles, and the latest single, new single from that album, Find My Way. On behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome the legendary Mr. Freddie Jackson. Mr. Jackson, how are you doing this afternoon?
Nice introduction, man. I want to start all over from the beginning so I can hear that thing again.
Sir, you have
you're one of those authentic radio voices. They don't have them anymore like that. That takes me back to my Vaughn Harper and Frankie Crocker days, you know? Jerry Bledsoe, all those cats. Wow.
That is that's a huge compliment. Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
man.
You so much.
I haven't heard that type of voice in the interview in God knows how long. These kids need to call in to talk to you so they can get it.
Well, Mike, I'm running over. Thank you so much. And I want to thank you on behalf of the Zone family for taking time out of your busy schedule and honoring us today. I have had an opportunity to listen to the entire album, and I must say, sir, that out of all the music that you have created for us, this album in particular has to be, just from my humble opinion, has to be one of the most transparent albums, body of work that you have ever done, because you have always been a very private person. And this album, you have shared and given so much of yourself that I finally have an idea on who Freddie Jackson is. And I just wanted to applaud you.
Well, I want to applaud you because you know what you did just then? You spoke the truth, because I had to make a lot of different transitions and changes in my life and how I wanted to talk to my fans on my own recognizances, not on a record label's side of what they think I should be singing about next or where they feel music is going, and I should follow that path and direction. That's why I chose to want to do this album with my manager on this label independently, because it freed me up as an artist of 33 years now to actually do Freddie, to sing melodies that were close to my heart and close to what I am experiencing and have experienced in these 33 years, not having to do a song because it sounds like what is so much radio friendly sounding today, but actually talking to people on Freddie's level. And even in preparing now with a brand new album, if you think that how what I gave on this Love Signals album is something, I'm in a whole nother zone of transforming myself into even being stronger and freeing my soul enough that I'm writing, like, I don't know where the words are falling from, but there's a God, there's a great God. And once you free your mind, as in Vogue would say, the rest will follow. I am following my own intuition. The next album, Find My Way, really started the album, that song, because as the lyrics said, there's another part of me that I hardly let anybody see, but I'm always trying to find myself giving to other people what they want, and to keep them loving me. And in keeping them loving me, I made a lot of mistakes. And so right about now, it's about fixing the wrong and making it right. I found my way, and the love signals that's coming out of this album are truly from my heart and soul.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire album. And the many countless interviews that I've seen you do, you've always talked about being true to oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it interesting to me, just sitting back, you just see certain, I call it doves or birds, that are never meant to be caged. And to me, you being on a record label, that's never been you. You, to me, I feel that you've always needed to be free to be able to create who Freddie Jackson is, what Freddie Jackson represents from a musical standpoint. Music has changed so dramatically. Radio play has changed so dramatically. Is at any point where it gets somewhat frustrating for you to know that when you put out such a wonderful, wonderful product, that it's not getting the necessary airplay that it so rightfully deserves?
Yeah, as you said, that's why I applauded you at the beginning, because yes, for me, I think this Love Signal album can compete with my Rock Me Tonight album. I personally feel that even greater, because I have more experience on this Love Signals album, vocally, musically, the whole nine yards, than I did on the Rock Me Tonight album. Rock Me Tonight, you know, brand new, coming from a word processing job, people who had hopes and dreams for me. Some people didn't know who in the world Freddie Jackson was. The record label didn't even know that I was on their label in a group prior to signing me. The management who really never knew what they did, but signed me, and had, once Rock Me Tonight took off, had to ask his wife, Melba Moore, can he really sing? But meanwhile, the manager had signed me. So this, right, I think it's a testament as into if you hold on to who you really are, then, and not to give up because of the climate change, the change in this industry, what April, no disrespect, a programmer or a promoter, that an artist should be in the place that they should be. I've never let anyone, when I got a chance to free myself from that type of bondage, I said, I'd rather be on Who Did It Records than to be on than to be on a label that has 50 other, and you're just in the cycle of this quarter and that quarter and this time for this, and the Grammy is about to come out, and you got to drop before this and drop before that. I wanted to now say, when I'm ready and when I'm completed and when my mind is in a place to feel free to express myself the way Freddie wants to express this love, a love song, a song about what's going on in the world, that I don't have to ask anybody if it's okay for me to do it. And I think that was the power of why Marvin Gaye was so successful, because Marvin Gaye did it on his own time. He did a record when he felt the moment of what it was that he felt he needed to deliver. And I think many of us need to just stop trying to put our careers on a timeline and let the music lie where it lies and the emotion lies, and that's what makes longevity in an artist's career. And I've been doing this now for 32 years. First job was a background singer for Harry Belafonte when I was 29 years old. So I have learned from the best in this industry, and I've ran into some of them, and they said, Freddie, James Ingram, before he passed, said to me, I like how you do this, Freddie Jackson. He says, you're not letting an industry that is so easily, it's so easy to take someone's life and to control them. You've learned how to control what it is that you want. He says, you ain't hurting for a number one record. You got 11 of those. He used it explicit, but that was James. You ain't hurting for that. He says, so you at the place in your life where you can take your time and do what it is the way you like to do it. He says, and remember I told you that, and I will hold on to that from James Ingram for the rest of my life. So, yes, the music industry has changed drastically, but my heart still remains in the same place, and that's in the truth of the R&B, the soul, the R&B soul, because it's not dead. People are just trying to crucify it, but it's not dead. It just needs a little Band-Aid on it. It's a little sick right now. it's got a little cut in it.
Or as my mother used to say, let's get a little bit of Mercurochrom and put it on the
wound. Man, I haven't heard that thing in a long time. Mercurochrom. Man, my family used that for everything. That was the
everything.
I got a cold. It's the Mercurochrom. I don't care what it is. Wow, boy, you brought me back.
Lord have mercy. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being honored to have the legendary Mr. Freddie Jackson on the line with us as we're vibing here in the zone. This 10-track kaleidoscope of romantic, soothing music to the heart, soul, and mind. Introspective on what R&B and soul should be. Yeah, shaken but never stirred, and one of my favorite songs on this entire album, Rescue Me. I have listened to that particular
track.
Get
away, man. Wow. You know, that song to me, I pictured myself just laying out on the beach somewhere, you know, and just, you know, just letting the wind blow and just rescue me. But, you know, it's so sweet. Let me tell you the power of the word. This goes back to the conversation we were just having and how Rescue Me was kind of like just a throwing record. We were in the studio, myself and Mr. Barry Eastman, of course, wrote You Are My Lady and worked with Anita with I Apologize and When It Going Gets Tough, Stuff Gets Going. Incredible producer. And, he says, just let me play something that someone sent in. And he started playing it, and I just felt like this is a perfect song for a pina colada, strawberry daiquiri. It just felt airy, but it felt like I started, you know, singing along with it. And it said, rescue me, just rescue me from everything that's holding me back or from what I'm feeling. And I just want to know that when I'm in my lowest, that you will come and rescue me. And I have to be honest with you, the natural part about that song is that's my demo. That I didn't even go back to I started singing it, and the words came out. We wrote the words, and I went in there and started singing it. And it was like, okay, we'll fine-tune it, and then we'll come back in, and we'll do the actual vocal. And after listening to it, we both said, we've got to leave this the way it is in its natural and true form. So Barry was like, thank God you're a great singer, because he says I would have been in here for days with others trying to get it done. But, you know, melodies are an incredible thing for me to grasp a hold to. So when you say that, that goes back to we at it on an independent, you can say, we're leaving that just the way it is. And you, I have to call him and tell him this. You just proved the fact that if it ain't broke, what you trying to fix?
Lord,
the industry, the industry, you know what I'm saying? The industry, the buying public, the consumer, when they hear it, they'll be the judge of it, because we have too many judges sitting behind desks saying, no, that's not the right song. No, that's not finished. The emotion that I probably gave in the demo, I probably would never have done if I went back to try to fine tune it. So I appreciate that. I can't wait to tell Barry this, because it is so true. But that's the power of being sometimes with an independent and a major, because majors think that everything's supposed to be so polished, and not everything has to be polished to be a hit.
Absolutely. We like it raw. Sometimes when it's raw, it's the better, because it shows the true authenticity of what music should be, what it represents.
Yes,
you can feel the emotion that resonates.
It can never be redone again. A great producer, Gene McFadden from the McFadden and Whitehead, you know, they produced and wrote quite a few songs for me. I Don't Wanna Lose Your Love. They produce things like that for me. Hit records, timeless records that I can't leave the stage without singing. And Gene McFadden, when he produced me, and my managers were like, well, you heard, don't you hear that crack in that line that he's saying? And Gene McFadden, you know, he would tell it like it is. I love Gene McFadden. He would say, that's how he sounds. He said, that's the natural part of his voice. He says, it's a bend, it's a crack. When you talk sometimes, you may crack or you may not enunciate it the way the word is. He says, but it's when people hear it, they understand what you're trying to say. He says, Freddie is an act that you can't pigeonhole. So that little bend, that little twist, that maybe a little mistake might end up being the signature mistake piece that people love in songs. You can't try to fix anything else, things up, which is one of the problems in the industry today. People are so busy trying to manicure that bass line, manicure stuff that's on these records, that records are no longer sounding, they're sounding mechanical, and they're not giving us longevity that those Marvin Gaye songs gave us, and those songs that Donny Hathaway gave us. They're not giving us that richness that lasts forever. And so I've had some of the greatest teachers in the world to say, leave him alone and let him just sing. And then they would tell me, all right, go on home. We'll put it together. And most of my number one records was recorded in that manner. And so I'm not going to try to change that.
And I'm so pleased that you have, like you said, if it's not broken, why fix it? Lord have mercy.
What you trying to fix? Everybody's trying to fix everything, you know. Everybody's trying to press a button right now and to change things around. Just let some things be what it is. John Lennon wrote it. Let it be, let it be. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And just let it go, and you'll be amazed response you may get behind it.
Without question. When I hear the name Freddie Jackson, a song typifies or exemplifies who you are is a song by the Beatles called Long and Winding Road. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen the ebbs and flows of your career. I've seen you put your emotion and your heart and everything. And I'm dating myself a little bit, but that's all right, because we're both 21. We've been around the block.
Hey, listen, I know I was talking to my brother. There we go. There we go.
I
love it.
I remember an interview that you did with Donnie Simpson. And I remember one of the things that you said that really left an indelible imprint with me. You said, I have to be true to who I am. If I can't be true to who I am, there's no longer need for me to do this. And I want to simply applaud you for staying true to who you are. I want to thank you for allowing us to be a part of your ebbs and flows and showing so much and giving so much of yourself. So it's definitely, again, an honor and a privilege to have you on this show. And for all the listeners that are tuning in, you say, well, Teddy Bear, I have yet to have an opportunity to see Freddie Jackson perform live. Lord have mercy. Ask and you shall receive. On Sunday, May the 12th, he will be performing with Lisa Morgan. That will be in the Kinswick Theater. That's at 291 North Kinswick Avenue. That's in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And to purchase tickets, let your fingers do the walking. Go to www.axs.com. That's AXS.com again. That's May the 12th. Every album that you have done, you've always taken something. You've learned from it. This album, Love Signals, what has Freddie Jackson learned about himself in the creative process of this album?
You know, creatively, I've learned that I can do the producing. I can truly write the songs that I need to write, that I don't always have to go running to a writer or a producer anymore, because I've had it. I've written songs before, other artists. Damn Tonight, I wrote myself. I wrote on Tasty Love and, Have You Ever Loved Somebody? But this album, after recording the Love Singles album, I am now in the studio with my musicians who live just a stone throw away from me. This will be, and you're getting this information before anybody else is. So this is, you're getting it first, because I'm digging the way you know Freddie Jackson from past. You're enlightening me as into a lot of the things that I remember saying in interviews, and it is true that I have held steadfast into some of those beliefs. So I thank you at the same time. But finally, I am producing and writing this album. This is a Freddie Jackson album. I've sung everybody else's thoughts, everybody else's melody. This time, these melodies and these thoughts and arrangements belong to me. And this album is an extension of the song Find My Way. And Find My Way really is a testament in my journey through this industry and in my life. And I just scratched surface on this song, Find My Way. But on this new album, it's more, now that I've found my way, now let me tell them what I'm doing with it.
Lord have mercy.
And I think every artist, after a while, some people been in the industry for 40 decades and stuff like that, we have stories to tell, but sometimes we become very lazy and we become such artists that we forget artistry really lives within our own souls. And so right now I'm speaking through my soul in conversation, I'm speaking differently because my experience has now kicked in. 33 years of rock for old time's sake.
Has yes, Lord.
Definitely kicked in.
Well, far be it for me to deprive the many listeners of some therapeutic music. Let's get into it. The new single, the latest single from the fantastic new album, of course, from Mr. Freddie Jackson, Love Signals with Find My Way, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
So I find that in this life of mine, I can't truly be everything I am, so I'll just pretend to go about my day like everything's okay before it's too late. I gotta find my way. I got to find my
just a little bit. Can't give it to you all. That wouldn't be fair. Remember, family, I'm here to please you. Always keep you satisfied. But to get the album, make sure you stop by these various social media websites on Spotify, Google Play, of course, iTunes. And for those who feel a little bit more adventurous, you can always purchase the album, of course, at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, make sure you stop by, catch up with Mr. Jackson on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/ Mr. Freddie Jackson. Also on Facebook with the same handle, but last but certainly not least, on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/ Freddie J R&B. We want our music shaken, but never stirred. Mr. Jackson, it was an honor to have you on the broadcast. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. The utmost love and most utmost respect for you and continued success on your journey of bringing us quality music.
God bless you, and I appreciate this moment because you just educated me back into some of my past. So this is a wonderful interview, and I appreciate it a lot. You know, I never try to lose sight of who I am and where I've come from. And you just helped to bring me back as well. And to your listeners, to your fans, find your way. If it's possible, do what I'm doing. Find your way.
Yes, Lord. God bless Mr. Jackson. Safe journeys.
Back at you, man.
All right. The legendary Mr. Freddie Jackson here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And while I got you here, safe and sound, like Linus's blanket, comfy and cozy, is it okay if we get lost and some more Freddie Jackson, of course, from his latest album, Love Signals, with Without You, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Longer now.
Okay.
Hey Lover, from the legendary Freddie Jackson, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to thank that very talented gentleman again for joining us. And remember, be sure to pick up Mr. Jackson's latest album, Love Signals, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And for those who tuned in late and missed the interview, we got you covered. No need to fear. You can always listen to the interview in its entirety. All you have to do is pull up that app on your cell phone. Yeah, we broadcast on iHeartRadio. Pull up that iHeartRadio app. Type in LOTL, The Zone. Also on TuneIn, Spotify, Podbean, iTunes, we got you covered. I've seen the need. I'm here to fulfill all those needs. And remember, Freddie Jackson will be performing on Sunday, May the 12th, along with Melissa Morgan. That's at the Kenswick Theater. That's at 291 North Kenswick Avenue, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And to purchase tickets, head over to www.axs.com. So it is written, so it shall be done. Again, I want to thank all the many listeners for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. And a very special thank you to Jackie. Thank you, my queen, for putting all this together. And I want to thank all the many emails we have received. The Teddy Bear definitely appreciates your concern. It is wonderful to come back and do this. I had to come back and do this interview. You know, I had to do that. But yeah, I'm doing a lot better. Everything is where it needs to be. So it's definitely a blessing to be on there. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. You can follow us on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone, and also on Instagram at instagram.com/LOTL Radio, The Zone. We want an R&B music shaken but never stirred. It's definitely been a beautiful experience. I want everyone to have a fantabulous weekend. And as in always, keep it soulful when you're vibing here in The Zone with the Teddy Bear. We're going to close it. I'm going to take you back in Doctor Who's time machine with a little bit of Frederick. Lord have mercy. Be gentle. The only way to be here in The Zone of LOTO Radio.
You know what, baby? I was thinking what you said to me last night, and I know what you want. I'm loving you, wanting to believe.